With Montana News, I'm Peyton Butler. Montana Governor Steve Bullock said that the State Health Department is pursuing legal action against several businesses in northwestern Montana after they failed to follow a mask mandate and other restrictions meant to prevent the spread of the coronavirus. The new cases include 173 in Yellowstone County and 112 in Flathead County, where the businesses face legal action. The state also launched a new website to allow people to submit complaints against businesses and events that do not comply with health directives. Montana broke a record today with 932 new reported COVID-19 cases in counties across the state. That's nearly 200 more cases than the last record of 734 new cases a week ago. More than 9,000 people are infected with the virus, and nearly a quarter of them are in Yellowstone County. Three more people have died since the statewide update Wednesday, bringing the total number of COVID-19-related deaths in the state to 278. 353 Montanans are hospitalized. The most recent state data shows nearly 1,200 of the COVID-19 cases through last Friday were associated with schools. 70% of schools in Montana report active cases during the last 2 weeks. More than 880 cases have been associated with Montana's 14 universities. Following last week's announcement of a COVID-19 outbreak at the Montana State Prison in Deer Lodge, Jess Sheldahl with YPR News reports inmates with the disease are not being isolated from the rest of the population.
Over the past week, MSP has conducted over 500 tests, which confirmed 81 positive cases, or nearly 6% of the inmate population as of Thursday. MSP started a quarantine lockdown on October 16th. Jim Salmonson is warden of MSP.
The positive cases that are currently inside Montana State Prison, clinical services knows who they are, but our correctional staff don't. So we're kind of assuming that all of them are positive.
Salmonson says inmates are mainly confined to their cells, which can house up to two people. Units consisting of 17 to 24 people are allowed 30 minutes per day for recreation and brief phone calls.
What it looks like, it looks like they're locked down a lot, unfortunately, and that's based on we've got to keep them together as much as we can since they live together. Social distancing is kind of hard to do in a prison because they live with each other.
MSP houses a little over 1,400 inmates and employs about 700 people. The prison has a maximum capacity of 1,600 inmates. According to the Montana Department of Corrections website, 39 staff have tested positive for COVID-19. Recent testing in response to a coronavirus outbreak at Crossroads Correctional Center in Shelby resulted in 225 positives, a 43% positivity rate among inmates tested. For YPR News, I'm Jess Sheldahl.